Hello. Let's join Fred Kuhn in another problem-solving interview.
Hello, everybody. Today we have as our guest Colonel Lester J.C. Campbell, who spent 27 years in the United States Army. After leaving the Army, J.C. launched Three Vets, and he resides in Atlanta, Georgia. J.C. is a 100% disabled veteran who served in the U.S. in the financial and resource sectors, and J.C. witnessed with alarm the declining veteran job rate. And this compelled him to organize and build Three Vets, which is an organization that promotes strong veteran family values, employs willing veterans and their immediate family members, remains 100% invested by veterans, and supports veteran-operated businesses to the best of its ability. Welcome to the show, JC.
Thank you very much, Fred.
Can you tell us just a little about your background?
Okay, Fred. I am a 27-year U.S. Army veteran, and from my perspective, the maturity, the learning that I received, and the adventure that I know I participated in made that the best 27 years of my life. And I think most Army veterans will tell you the same. I achieved the rank of colonel, full colonel. My initial job was as an intelligence officer, but for the last 15 years or so, I served as a chief financial officer for organizations with billion-dollar budgets. As a matter of fact, my last organization had a $35 billion budget that I was a chief financial officer for. And also, in today's military, combat tours are important because everybody's going to deploy nowadays. I had 5 combat tours in places like Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, et cetera. And again, upon retirement in 2013, I started Three Vets. And like my team always say, we are an old-fashioned trucking company. And just to note to your listeners, I also served as a defense contractor and a senior DOD civilian immediately after retirement. But my entrepreneurial spirit began to flare up. And so, Fred, at this point, I am living the dream for a second time as the owner-operator of Three Vets.
Now, Three Vets is a southeastern trucking and transportation company. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We operate throughout the southeast.
Okay. Well, getting from Kosovo and Iraq and Afghanistan and other places to where you are now took transition. And the effort was Herculean, I'm sure. Would you just talk a little about what you faced when you left the military and how you made some of these steps to get where you are?
Transitioning from something that you've been entrenched in for so long is tough. The things that we run into are self-defacing for the most part. We run into doubt. We run into uncertainty. We run into wondering whether or not we can be employed. Because for the most part, you have to go out and get a second job. And I'll just tell you right now, from when you're transitioning from the military, I always put you into 3 categories. I look at those folks who are also prepared, and that means these are the folks who took 5 to 10 years out before they retired, and they had a plan. That plan was either never work again or to know what job they're going to go to or start a business. But either way, they're the ultra preparers because they started in time. Then you've got that second group that prepared maybe 18 to 36 months out. But I think the majority of the group or the largest number of folks are the folks who are totally unprepared or somewhat unprepared to transition out of the Army. And Fred, to be honest with you, I think that is the group that I fall into, the folks who are totally unprepared to move out. So even though we love what we do, we all still know that there's a shelf life, meaning that you can't stay and you can't do the same thing forever. Not everyone is able or have the desire to remain in service beyond a certain point. Some people excel. They excel because they can connect with the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marine that they deal with. But my transition, Fred, and I'll just tell you, after my second deployment to Iraq and after being medevaced out of Iraq and after having surgery and long stool and recuperating for about 30 to 45 days and returning back to Iraq to complete my 13-month assignment, that was the wake-up transitioning for me because I was still waiting. And upon returning back from that assignment, my wife and I decided that it was time to chase another dream. Nevertheless, I learned many very valuable lessons that I know will help Three Vets meet the needs in this transportation industry, as well as very valuable lessons to help the fellow veterans who, like me, who are not prepared for this transition.
Why aren't they prepared?
Well, first thing is we enjoy what we do. So when you enjoy what you do, it is not a job. In my case, instead of doing a 5 to 10 year plan, I took it day by day for promotion to get to where I could get to in the Army and move forward, and was on the ground every day taking the tough jobs, deploying and things of that nature. And lots of times when you're deploying all the time, Fred, and this is just the honesty here, it is very difficult to plan a future when you're in Iraq doing the nation's bidding.
How did you make that plan when you and your wife decided to get out, JC?
First of all, I had to do some introspective of where I wanted to be. What did I want to do? Now, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. So in the back of my mind, I've always known that I would open a business and that I would run a business. And I was just looking for the right one. And during my time there, I kind of had in the back of my head of what I wanted to do, but I really couldn't execute until I returned back to the States. So I had my plan in the back of my head, Fred, but there was nothing that I could do to advance it forward.
So when you got back, what was the first thing you did?
I kissed the ground. I kissed my wife and kids. But then I went to the resources office at my installation. So I came back, the installation that I was stationed at, I moved the family. And I went directly to the resource office and say, hey, what am I missing? And I already had the GI Bill, but I knew some other things that the Army could help me, like building a business plan, starting that business plan from scratch, them sitting there walking me through of how to do it. And then from that point, they've done what they could do, and then they pushed me off to other agencies like the SBA. And the SBA helped me finish my business plan. So when I advise or talk to folks who are transitioning from the Army, there are a couple of things that I tell them that is important that I think they need to do. The very first thing I will tell anyone to do is ensure that their personal finances are in order. And to understand how much they're going to get if they're retiring, how much they're going to get in retirement. But again, I would mention to them that 30 to 40% of what they've been getting every month is what they're going to probably get in retirement. So very first thing, make sure your accounts are in order. You have investments, they're running, and you're tracking them the way they should be tracked. The second thing I mentioned a little bit earlier, and this is the first thing I did because my accounts were already in order. A veteran must find available resources. They must take a look at that GI Bill and see if it will help them. They need to take a look at vocational rehab, which is a jobs program that the military has, see if it helps them. And then step out and go to the SBA or Small Business Association or to some other organization that will help with things that they may need, like loans, business plans, and things of that nature, like SCORE. And also, there's a week-long transition conference that takes place for every person who transitions from the Army. So they should take advantage of those resources in that week-long transition as well. Or from my perspective, the third thing they can do is take a look at joining or partnering with organizations that supports jobs and business ownerships for veterans. For example, 3Vets, because we understand that transitioning is difficult and that the current rate of veteran joblessness is just totally unacceptable. We made a promise as a young organization to employ veteran drivers and to seek out veteran operators and owners and or their immediate families, of course, as well as support other veteran-owned businesses. That was our promise. So if anyone needs to get in touch with me, or if a veteran's sitting out there listening and they want to get in touch with me, they can contact me directly, Fred. And that's at 3VETS2015@gmail.com. Another good number would be 678-467-3841. And if there's a company who'd like to assist in our effort to provide dedicated freight runs for our veterans, please email me or call me at that number, 678-467-3841. Our capabilities includes box truck, Sprinter van opportunities as couriers, dock to dock, and some specialized services all in the Southeast region.
Well, I think our time is up. Maybe we'll do another interview at a future point. But folks, today's guest has been J.C. Campbell, Colonel, retired 27 years in the United States Army, and the founder and owner of 3Vets, a Southeastern transportation firm. And JC, like all of us at Stuart Cooper and Kuhn, believe that our nation's veterans have always been and always will be one of our greatest resources. JC, thank you very much for being here on Workplace Strategies and for continuing to serve our country through 3Vets.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.